Chapter 21. When the Canaanite king of Arad, who dwelled in the Negeb, heard that Israel had come by the way of Athrim, he attacked Israel and carried away some of them as captives. So Israel made this vow to Jehovah.
If you give this people into my hand, I will without fail devote their cities to destruction.
So Jehovah listened to Israel's voice and gave the Canaanites over to them, and they devoted them and their cities to destruction. Therefore, they named the place Hormah. As they continued their journey from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea, in order to go around the land of Edom, the people became weary of the journey. And the people kept speaking against God and Moses, saying,
Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no food and no water, and we have come to hate this contemptible bread.
So Jehovah sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they kept biting the people, so that many Israelites died. So the people came to Moses and said,
We have sinned by speaking against Jehovah and against you. Intercede with Jehovah so that he may remove the serpents from us.
And Moses interceded on behalf of the people. Then Jehovah said to Moses, Make a replica of a poisonous snake and put it on a pole. Then when anyone has been bitten, he will have to look at it in order to keep alive. Moses at once made a serpent of copper and put it on the pole, and whenever a serpent had bitten a man and he looked at the copper serpent, he survived. After that, the Israelites departed and camped in Oboth. Then they departed from Oboth and camped in Ayah Abarim, in the wilderness that faces Moab, toward the east. From there they departed and camped by the valley of Zered. From there they departed and camped in the region of the Arnon, which is in the wilderness that extends from the border of the Amorites. For the Arnon is the boundary of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. That is why the book of the Wars of Jehovah speaks of Vaheb in Suphar, and the valleys of Arnon, and the descent of the valleys, which extends toward the settlement of Ar and adjoins the border of Moab. Next they went on to Beer. This is the well about which Jehovah said to Moses, Gather the people, and let me give them water. At that time, Israel sang this song,
Spring up, O well, respond to it, the well that princes dug, that nobles of the people excavated, with a commander's staff, and with their own staffs.
Then they went from the wilderness onto Mattanah, from Mattanah onto Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel onto Bamoth. They went from Bamoth onto the valley that is in the territory of Moab, on top of Pisgah, which overlooks Jeshimon. Israel now sent messengers to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, saying,
Let us pass through your land. We will not turn aside into a field or a vineyard. We will not drink water from any well. We will march on the king's road until we pass through your territory.
But Sihon did not allow Israel to pass through his territory. Instead, Sihon gathered all his people and went out against Israel in the wilderness and came to Jahaz and began fighting with Israel. But Israel defeated him with the sword and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok near the Ammonites, because Jazer borders the territory of the Ammonites. So Israel took all these cities, and they began dwelling in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon and all its dependent towns. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought with the king of Moab and taken all his land from him as far as the Arnon. That is what gave rise to the taunting proverbial saying, Come to Heshbon. Let the city of Sihon be built and firmly established. For a fire came out of Heshbon, a flame from the town of Sihon. It has consumed Ar of Moab, the lords of the high places of the Arnon. Woe to you, Moab! You will be destroyed, O people of Chemosh. He makes his sons fugitives and his daughters captives of Sihon, the king of the Amorites. Let us shoot at them. Heshbon will be destroyed as far as Dibon. Let us desolate it as far as Nophah. Fire will spread as far as Medeba. So Israel began to dwell in the land of the Amorites. Moses then sent some men to spy on Jazer. They captured its dependent towns and drove out the Amorites who were there. After that, they turned and went up by the way of Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out with all his people to meet them in battle at Edrei. Jehovah said to Moses, "Do not be afraid of him, for I will give him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you will do to him just as you did to Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon." So they kept striking him down, along with his sons and all his people, until none of his people survived, and they took possession of his land.